we're very pleased to be joined on the Jeff Blair Show by Steve Podborski. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure indeed. Another gorgeous day in the great city of Toronto.
Well, like the second gorgeous
game last night.
let's not get carried away. This is like the second gorgeous day we've had in about 7.5 months, Steve.
So I take it as a trend. Don't you see that as a trend?
Yeah, that's the optimist. That's the optimist point of view. Tell us,
we only lost one game against the Cavaliers, and suddenly we're in trouble.
But it's the Cavaliers. We dealt with this, the Cavaliers, and I guess the thing is, what would you rather do? Lose to the Cavaliers with LeBron being great, or lose a game to the Cavaliers you thought you won with LeBron sort of? Well, I wouldn't say he was a bystander. 26 points isn't a bystander, but by his standards, not one of the best playoff games he's played. Tell us a bit about Parachute. And how you got involved?
Parachute is a great organization. We're the only nationwide charity on injury prevention, and we have a real focus on a few things. The one that may be the most attractive right now to our listeners here and to sports people is we were asked by the Public Health Agency of Canada to actually create a harmonized concussion protocol for all the national sport organizations. So Hockey Canada, Athletics Canada, Equine Canada, Bowling Canada, they all have the same process, and it's a way better, way faster back in the game than it used to be. You used to have to go in a dark room for until the symptoms all went away. Now you just rest for 24 to 48 hours and gradually get back at it. As an adult, you should be back between 1 and 2 weeks. That's a great thing. Changes the whole paradigm. And so rather than hide your symptoms, just get out of the game, get fixed, and get back in later. So if you want to get that, go to parachutecanada.org. You can have exactly the same one that Hockey Canada is using, or get it from the Hockey Canada website. We're the one.
Doing some reading on this, so much of what, and I have to admit, the numbers were staggering. I mean, I did not, preventable injuries are the number one killer of children. One child dies every 9 hours.
Yep. It's really nasty.
It is, to say the least. But, I guess one of the things is, look, there's so much randomness associated, quite frankly, as we saw in this city a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's randomness associated with going about your daily business, right? Just going, not doing anything out of the ordinary. There's randomness with it. There's certainly randomness with sports as well. How do you go about, Steve, ensuring that people are aware of the potential for injury and aware of what they should do in the event it happens, and sort of not create an environment where everybody thinks they need to be in bubble wrap? And understand, I am playing devil's advocate here.
100%. So you don't need an environment of fear. Most injuries, most of them are preventable. We're talking about preventable injuries here, not the ones that, just
right.
really bad luck.
Okay.
And so, for example, if in the spring a lot of kids fall out of windows because you haven't put the screens on, and it's not too bad if you're right on the ground floor, it's bad, but when you're on the 10th floor, nothing good's going to happen. It's about doing things right in your environment. So you for example, when you're driving your car, you can't text and drive. You can't. It just doesn't work that way. And when you run over somebody, it's just it's really a very bad thing, because it's either usually grandparents or little kids that get killed by drivers and cars. So, it's just doing it right. So you end up having a culture of preventing injuries as opposed to trying to deal with the poor kid who's paralyzed or the poor woman who, like almost 60 people got run over in Toronto last year.
Right.
That's 60 brothers, nieces, uncles, grandfathers, or people, right? And it's real tragedy. So to answer your question, it's not about bubble wrapping. Our vision statement is that we will have a Canada free of serious injury and death, where Canadians live a long life to the fullest, because you will not get hurt if you just stay in bed and put your blanket over your head, but you will have a miserable life, and you'll get diabetes and all kinds of awful things will happen. Now get out there, have fun, prevent your injuries, do it right. Don't check the guy into the boards. It's not even a checking league, and you should be okay.
Steve, both Corey and I have kids. Kids received concussions through sports, and Corey and I were talking about this off air. And look, I'm 57 years old, and I certainly didn't. I played a lot of sports when I was a kid, not at a high level, but I played a lot of sports. When do you think we when do you think we sort of developed this awareness of concussions in particular? You know, not as a league, or not as leagues, but as society in general. Was there an incident? Was it just a matter of gradually learning? Because you know, we have Corey and I said. I mean, I had discussions with my daughter that I guarantee you, parents weren't having with their kids 15 years ago about concussions and about not rushing back.
You talk to people who used to play in various leagues and back in the day, and their concussion protocol was smelling salts. Right?
Oh yeah, so, wake up your roommate every 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right. And so things do change, right? The way I look at it is like you can change culture. For example, in the 70s, you could sit at your desk and smoke and drink and grab whatever's going by. Now that's all illegal because we change, right? And concussion is one of those things as well. We're gaining knowledge about it. We're getting a hold of it. It's less scary than it used to be, but there are things to consider and take care of. And we're all in a process. We're all going forward. We'll be better tomorrow than we are today, thank goodness. And concussion is one of those. As I said, our protocol gets you back faster, but you really do want to take care of it right away. You don't want to go back in the game. And if you take care of it pronto and take care of it properly, you should be okay.
Tell me a little bit about Rowan's Law. And, I've got an article in front of me from Dr. Charles Tatter. From the Globe and Mail, but tell me a bit about Rowan's Law and how that has, you know, that unfortunate incident has sort of, it's given us I don't know if I'd say a template, but it's certainly widened the understanding, I think, of just how injuries can happen at every level in sports.
It's certainly a springboard into the future, and the story is a sad one. It's an example of how to do it wrong, I suppose. Rowan Stringer was the captain of her rugby team up in Ottawa area. She was 17 years old and was playing in a game on a Friday afternoon and had a pretty low-key tackle and kind of got grabbed by the collar and dragged down. And she ended up dying in the hospital sometime later, and very tragic, and nobody could figure out what was going on. Dr. Tatter asked the coroner to investigate and understand why would this perfectly healthy young woman die from a relatively innocuous tackle. Looking in her phone, she told her buddies, hey, don't tell anybody, but I think I had a concussion at the last game or the last training, and ended up the second impact killed her. Mm-hmm. And so her parents, along with a variety of really great people, Louise Logan, who used to run Parachute, and our good friend, the hockey player, Eric Lindros, mm-hmm. is there, along with Gordon Stringer, her father, have been spearheading Rowan's Law. And that's to get awareness and education around and preparation in the schools and public or provincial sport organizations across Ontario. And so the law was passed unanimously in the House. It came into law the next day, which is about the fastest that any law has been passed in Ontario. And now it's being rolled out, and we're finding out what parts of it are going to be put into place over the next little while. There's a public consultation going on. But to the point is this, is that, unfortunately, poor Rowan had to die. We found out what went on, and now we're going to keep our children safe or safer in the school system. And I think gradually it'll bring concussion awareness to the fore. It won't be as scary. People should be able to go back to sports. If she hadn't gone back in, she'd still be with us today and a perfectly healthy, happy young woman. But, if in doubt, sit them out.
Yeah, one of the things that Rowan's Law and other initiatives that I think are hugely significant is, I think in a lot of instances, Steve, we kind of wait for professional leagues when it comes to sports to take the lead in things. Whatever it is, we kind of look to them for guidance. And one of the things I like about this is the fact that, I don't want to get into the whole ethical or legal reason that leagues struggle with, the basics of concussion awareness and understanding concussion treatment. But I like the fact that this is kind of being addressed at a grassroots level, and it almost seems to me that the pressure is trickling up instead of trickling down. And we don't often see that these days.
No, it's a revolutionary or a thoughtful, or maybe it's just the approach that these people saw and they said, I have to make a difference. I can't in good conscience just wait for another kid to die like Rowan did. And so, yes, it is a grassroots approach, and it's an appropriate one. But at the same time, you know, we have leaders in government who Prime Minister wrote a mandate letter to the public health agency in Sport Canada and said, I want something done on concussion. And that's why Parachute wrote those protocols. And that's why all of our national sport organizations use it, because they want, it's the best in the world, and they want to get ahead of it. So I think, in fact, you're getting it from the ground up and in many ways from the top down. Professional sport organizations, you're right, they have their own issues to deal with. But in the meantime, let's live a long life to the fullest and have a great time playing sport in Canada.
Steve, we really appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much. As we said, it's a great organization. It's a great initiative, Parachute. And thanks for joining us and enlightening us on this.
It's a pleasure. ParachuteCanada.org. All the information you want and more. And if you guys want to make a donation, just let me know. I'll send you over a form.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Take care.